Doris McKay of Petit-Kodiak was born 61 years ago in a hospital in Maine. She was only there for a day. Her parents lived in New Brunswick, but there was no hospital there, so they crossed the border and gave birth to Doris. Now, she has lived in Canada all her life. She has worked here all her life. She's raised a family here, but believe it or not, she's recently learned she may not be a Canadian citizen. And that Doris joins us on the phone here this morning. Good morning, Doris.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And as I look over your story, I just got to shake my head and say, what the heck is going on there? How come that you and I understand, in fact, we'll be talking shortly with Don Chapman of the Lost Canadians. You and many others are in this predicament. Tell me what you were thinking when you learned that our government wasn't recognizing you as a Canadian citizen, Doris.
I couldn't believe it. When I was at Service Canada, I had all the proof for my passport and everything, and he looked it all over, and he goes, well, we're missing one thing. And I said, what's that? And he goes, proof of Canadian citizenship. I said, well...
what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, I said, well, I have my social insurance number. You don't give that to just anybody. I have my Medicare. I have my driver's license. I've been here for 61 years, have my own business in Petit-Kodiak for 33, paid business taxes, you know, property taxes, big taxes and everything. And, wow, it's just like, oh, my gosh, like, now how do I get this? And you have to have this form for proof of citizenship. Well, in that form, I have to know my mom and dad's marriage, their birth date, you know, my mom's death. Not only that, I have to know my grandparents' both sides.
Why?
I have no idea, but that's on this form, and I can't fill it out. So I talked to Charlene, the secretary of Rob Moore's office, yesterday, and this is really, really funny, this part. She said, just write a cover letter stating that you're not sure of that information, and go online. Now, I paid them the money online. They accepted my money to have this done. Now, I have the letter here. I'm waiting for a courier service to pick it up to bring it to Sydney through their processing place. And they're not saying, actually, whether it's going to be processed or not.
Tell us the story here. I mean, your parents lived close to the border with Maine.
Yeah.
No hospital at that time.
No. There is not.
And so they zipped across the border to Maine to give birth to you.
Yes.
And yet you were only there for basically one day.
My birth certificate says a live birth for one day. I was over there on the 20th of July, and they brought me back the 21st.
And it's just in recently that you've been, that you've discovered that there's an issue with your citizenship.
Yes. One of my friends keeps saying, Doris, come on, we're going to go over to the States, you know, shopping or this and that. And, of course, I was never a traveler, and now I want to travel. And... I might not be able to, but not only that, it's for people like me that are going to go for their old age security soon, you know, and can a pension, and they won't be able to receive this because they're not a citizen.
So you will be ineligible to receive old age security. Sorry, did you say that again? Hi, Doris, you there? Hello? Oh, I think we've lost you there, Jennifer. All right, let's bring Don Chapman into the conversation while we try to reestablish a contact with Doris McKay. Don Chapman is with the group Lost Canadians. Hi, Don.
Hi.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, common problem. So another day of fighting Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean, so you're not surprised to hear Doris McKay's story here, are you?
No, not at all. There are 250,000 Canadians that are kind of in citizenship limbo land and have been. I mean, it takes over 2 years for a lot of people to be processed. And similarly, the same sort of problems that happened in Australia and so forth, they can do it in weeks.
Really? So this is an issue in other countries then too, is it?
Yes, it's because of the Lost Canadian issue. There were 12 ways to lose citizenship, and Doris was in what's called the border baby. And it's estimated there were 20,000 people just like Doris all across Canada. It's a very common issue.
Wow. And let's bring on another guest here. His name is Jared. He asked us just to use his first name, and he is in a similar position as well. Jared is a Halifax area resident. Good morning, Jared.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
As good as could be.
tell us your story here. I mean, you were, I guess, your parents were vacationing in Florida when you were born.
Yeah, they went down for 10 days, and... I evidently was a surprise.
Okay, and when did you realize, or when did you find out that there was a problem in regards to your citizenship?
Roughly 1998, I went into the unemployment office, and they basically said I shouldn't have even been working with the social insurance number that I was granted in grade 6, and they denied my claim, and I had received unemployment before, but I guess this time it was they put a wall up.
So you had a social insurance number?
Yeah, since grade 6, yeah.
And like Doris, she had it as well, and imagine her surprise when she discovered that she wasn't a Canadian citizen. I imagine you were very surprised as well.
But overly. I mean, I've worked since I was 16. I've been paying into taxes. I'm paying into Canada Pension, which evidently I'm not going to get unless this problem is rectified. It's just a loss. It's becoming a lost cause to me. just over the past year, the things that I've dealt with it just blows my mind. Like one federal government agency won't recognize another federal government agency's paperwork. I mean, I have a certified true copy stating that I'm a Canadian citizen from the social insurance, and those are the people that are telling me I can't use my number because I'm not Canadian.
Wow. Don Chapman, again, how come that the federal government can deny citizenship to, again, who are obviously people who aren't Canadians, and just by a quirk of fate that they happen to be born outside the country while their parents were either in Jared's case of vacationing, or in Doris's case, there was no hospital in Canada at the time. How can the federal government refuse to recognize these people as Canadians?
Because there's no will of Parliament to correct this, and the Canadian people don't get outraged. Now, if we were all instead little puppies or cats, stray cats, there'd be an outrage across Canada saying, help this little animal. But being it's Canadians, for whatever reason, Canadians don't stand up for Canadians. Both Jarrett and Doris are full-fledged, legitimate Canadian citizens under Bill C-37, which passed in 2009, and they're retroactively back to their date of birth. So in essence, what the government is doing is denying legitimate Canadians all their rights. And in Jared's case, he was denied the right to work, which is financially devastation. And not just border babies. The government is now actively in a lawsuit claiming that none of Canada's war dead from World War I and World War II were ever Canadian citizens.
They're actually fighting this in court?
There is a court case going on right now in the case of Jackie Scott. I think you've talked about her.
Yeah.
And the government has put it in writing two things that should be alarming to Canadians. The first is, they said, citizenship is a product of statute and has no meaning apart from statute, which means there's no constitutional right of citizenship in Canada.
What?
They could take that away just by changing the law. Secondly, they said citizenship didn't exist in Canada before 1947, therefore the war dead were not Canadian. and in fact, here's what gets so nutty about it. There was a lawsuit in the Supreme Court of Canada in March of this year where the Attorney General of Canada argued successfully that citizenship existed for the Métis, and they were full-fledged citizens in 1870. That same Attorney General is arguing in our court case that citizenship didn't exist before 1947. They're arguing both sides of this equation.
Wow. 10:43 is the time. Don Chapman from the Lost Canadians organization is on the line with us, along with Jarrett, who is a Halifax resident, who has a question about his citizenship as well. He was born in Florida while his parents were vacationing, and now he finds out that the Canadian government doesn't recognize him as a citizen because of that fact. What are your thoughts on this? Give us a call at 405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. We're going to take a quick break. We'll hear more from Don Chapman and Jarrett, and your calls as well. Again, 405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. 801-8255. Is this not one of the most ridiculous situations you have ever heard? Got Don Chapman on the line with us. You're out on the West Coast, are you not, Don?
Yes, I am in Phoenix.
In Phoenix. I thought you were in Vancouver. Well, Phoenix, okay. Don Chapman with, the Lost Canadians. So we've got Jared, who is a Halifax resident, who is fighting the federal government to recognize him as a Canadian. He was born in Florida while his parents were vacationing, his Canadian parents. And Doris McKay, we've made contact again with Doris. Hi, Doris.
Hello.
How are you doing now?
Hi.
We had a bit of a technical problem there. And we've got lines open at 405-6000 and 1-877-801-8255. I want to ask you, Doris, I got an email from, or a question here from, on Twitter wondering if perhaps you're recognized as an American citizen because you were born in the U.S.
No, I'm not. I have the paperwork from 2002 where my daughter and son wanted to go have a work visa to go to North Carolina to work, and I wrote into them for that, and they said, no, you were not an American citizen either. You were only born there.
Wow. And now what are you doing in regards to trying to convince Ottawa that you are indeed a true Canadian?
I am, I've got a thing here now that I was helped with yesterday, Case Processing Center in Sydney, proof of citizenship. I filled out all the paperwork to the best of my ability, and I had to have copies of my social insurance number, my Medicare number, my driver's license, and actually in my passport photo, I also copied that. So I'm waiting, and I had to pay for that actually already online, and so I'm hoping that it goes UPS today, and that I don't have to wait, because I had a lot of feedback from people I saw on television, and actually Adam sent him off. I'm related to him, and he said he has proof there that I'm their family, and they're all Canadians, but a few of them were born across the line. And there was Michelin and Luke that also contacted me, and they said the same thing happened to them, and they've just, you know, recently found it out. And it took years for them to go through the red tape.
Wow.
Years.
Don Chapman, again, why doesn't the federal government just simply say, yeah, we, you know, she's born to Canadian parents, lived in Canada all her life, and it just happened to be a quirk of fate that there was no hospital in St. Leonard where she was born. And you mentioned, well, Jared, in a similar situation, how many others are in a similar boat? Why won't the federal government just acknowledge that these people are Canadians?
It is absolutely shocking. There's a report that was put out in 2007 called Reclaiming Canadian Citizenship, a report on the loss of citizenship, and they highlight a lot of these cases. And they absolutely, I mean, Doris and Jared are legitimate Canadian citizens. Interestingly, with me, I was the opposite. Had I been born outside of Canada, I would have been a Canadian. Think of that one.
Oh, so how could that be? If they're born outside of Canada, they're not. How could you be born outside of Canada and could be?
The laws are so, were so nutty and so screwy that nobody ever believed them. The only reason I ever got Parliament to come off dead center on this one was I started proving members of Parliament weren't Canadian like Romeo Dallaire.
that would get their attention.
Now think of this one. Had Doris been legitimately put in years ago and they had done the paperwork or whatever and she was recognized as a Canadian citizen, another way to lose citizenship would be, since Doris was foreign-born, if she'd been out of the country on her 24th birthday. So let's say she went down to Maine to party on her 24th birthday. She just lost her citizenship.
Well, hold on. I lived in Germany for 3 years. My father in the Canadian Army. We were posted over to Germany. Now, I moved back to Canada when I was 18. But if I had been there when I was 24 years old, are you suggesting that I might not be a Canadian citizen either?
Were you born in Germany?
No.
Okay, if you had been born in Germany, and you were out of the country on your 24th birthday, sayonara.
Really?
That's how Romeo Dallaire lost his.
Wow.
And what was he doing on his 24th birthday? He was commanding troops overseas as a captain in the Canadian Army.
Wow. Rodney's giving us a call here this morning. Hi, Rodney.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you think about this?
Well, I was surprised that she wasn't American, actually, because I was born in the States and only found out a couple of years ago that I'm an American just because they said, you're born there, that's it, you're stuck, you're American.
How long were you in the States after you were born?
Maybe a year and a half. My parents were from Nova Scotia going to school down there.
Really? Don, how come he is considered an American citizen or could be considered an American citizen, yet Doris and Jared are not?
I wish I could answer that. That's U.S. law, which I'm not as certain. I think Doris would be. I think probably somebody in the States is making a mistake, but then I don't know U.S. law.
Interesting. Don's giving us a call as well. Hi, Don.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Doing great. What do you think about this ridiculous situation here?
Well, it just gets murkier and murkier as time goes on. But I was just sitting here in my work truck thinking, they probably took income tax out of this Doris lady the whole time that she's worked. If she's not considered a Canadian citizen, wouldn't they have issued like a work visa that would have expired probably in the early 60s or something by the sounds of things?
Let me ask you, Jared, have you been paying taxes to the Canadian government?
Every time I worked, I paid taxes, paid into Canada pension. At one time, Revenue Canada had me as deceased. To answer that question, going back to the being American or Canadian thing, I was told I was American. I was living in Vancouver and went into Blaine. I was there for 3 hours on my way back. The patrol, the custom people told me I was American. And that's what sparked it. But I was also told by the tax people, I don't know if they were joking, but I had mentioned that to them, okay, I've paid taxes, paid Canada pension, and now I'm not Canadian. And I said, so how does that work? Do I just get my money back? And they said, well, don't push it because you might get a free ride to the border and your money.
Oh, really? You were told that?
Yes. I don't know if they said it jokingly, but that's what I was told.
Wow. That's wow. John, good morning to you.
This is really a weird one. Could these people be deported?
Don Chapman, is it possible that they could be facing deportation?
Yes, I have had people that served as officers in the Canadian Air Force that were put on the immediate deportation list. Magali Castro Gear was completely stateless. They put her on trial in Vancouver, and they offered her citizenship only in return if she would sign a gag order saying she would never talk to people like Rick Howe and tell her story.
Holy smokes.
See, really? I had a similar waiver sent to me by immigration.
This is Jared. Jared, you said you had a similar waiver sent to you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, truly unbelievable.
You know, are they trying to say Canada pension?
Hang on. Sorry, John, your final comment there?
I'm just wondering, is the government trying to save money on the Canada pension and old age pensions? Is that what it's all about after these people paid their taxes for years and years?
I would hope not. Don Chapman, can you answer that question?
No. They just don't know. I hate to say this. I'm an airline pilot by profession, and I doubt you'd want to get on an airplane with pilots who've never flown before, but that's what's happening in citizenship. They put people in charge of citizenship. They don't know anything about it, and they don't know the law.
Wow. Ruth's giving us a call. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Rick. How are you today?
I'm okay. What do you think about this?
Well, you know what, Rick? I'm 70 years old, and I can't even remember going through this stuff in social studies in school. And you know what? It was always quite clear that if wherever you were born, you were considered a citizen of that country. Even if you were in airspace and say you were born in a flight over Iraq, you would be an Iraqi, you know?
And your point, Ruth, but the issue here as well is that Jared was born in Florida while his parents were on vacation, and his Canadian parents, and so at the least, I would think, Don Chapman, that Jared, and to Doris McKay as well, who was born in Maine, to Canadian parents, that they would be at least combined U.S. and Canadian citizens. But
I grew up thinking, that I had dual citizenship.
Yeah. Don Chapman, where do we go from here then? What needs to be done to correct this situation?
Well, the very first thing is, most of it was corrected with Bill C-37, but correcting a law and implementing it are two different things. So we need to get the politicians hyped to actually go in and make citizenship and immigration conform to the laws. The other thing is, if people want to visit my website, lostcanadian.com, lowercase, one word, and it's just a wacky story. And right now, the government is still denying citizenship based on whether you were born in or out of wedlock. And they're going to court. I mean, the entire Charter of Rights and Freedoms is going to court. And you'll see this story. And again, the government is adamantly saying that all of our war dead were never Canadian. That's appalling. So it's just a handful of us that are fighting the government. We've been successful so far, but it's been a decades-long battle.
Wow. I tell you, it's a crazy story, that's for sure. Jarrett, listen, thank you for taking some time to share with us here this morning. Much appreciated. And good luck with your efforts, Jarrett. If there's anything we can do to, you know, help your cause, let us know. We'll certainly keep the pressure on.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jarrett, very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And Don Chapman, again, your website is?
LostCanadian.com.
Check it out. Thanks, Don. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Take care. Don Chapman from the Lost Canadians, and Jarrett, who is a Halifax area resident, who questions about his citizenship, and Doris McKay and Penny Kodiak, facing a very similar situation. Crazy, what?